Thanksgiving doesn't just mean turkey. It also means travel. AAA figures that over 43 million of us will travel at least 50 miles from home during the upcoming holiday weekend. So absolutely no thanks to Mother Nature for slamming much of the nation with a big, dangerous winter storm this week. MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa joins us now. Mark, we've seen the headlines from the west as this storm pushed through earlier in the week. This is a dangerous one, isn't it?
It is. It's a big one, moisture-laden storm. And it's kind of a complex question, so let's get to it.
All right.
Mississippi River westward, you're pretty much A-OK, I would say virtually for the entire Thanksgiving holiday season. So that covers a good chunk.
That does.
Of the country. East Coast is getting it today into tomorrow, and the big cities, New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, should pretty much be all rain, but heavy rain. So when you factor in the high volume of travelers along with the heavy rain that does delay some flights, it can be a snafu. The problem area is from western New York through Pennsylvania into eastern Ohio, down through West Virginia, and I think a real problem, Kentucky, Tennessee, maybe into northern Georgia. They're going to get heavy snow and ice. And the track, if someone was, say, driving from Michigan to Florida, my advice would be take the farthest west route that you can.
Hmm.
Don't take that real pretty route down through West Virginia, because it will be a nightmare there.
And it sounds like this is something that will not only impact road travel, but impact air travel as well.
Yes, because you're looking at a lot of the big airports on the East Coast will be in the rain. The big airports won't be in the snow for the most part, but the rain does slow things down. Now, back here at home in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
we're going to miss the main brunt of the storm. It will move up the East Coast, but it will bring a wicked cold northerly wind down into our area. And what a northerly wind does is it makes a band of lake effect that comes right down Lake Michigan and right down into northern Indiana and the far southwest corner of Michigan. So if you've got to drive from, say, Detroit, Lansing, the Tri-Cities, Grand Rapids, over towards Chicago,
mm-hmm.
the good news is the band of heavy snow will be relatively short, about 30 miles. The bad news is you can't avoid it because it's going to be in northern Indiana somewhere, and there's no way to drive around it. So you just got to slow down, keep plugging through. And the nice thing about lake effect snow is once you get toward Gary, Indiana, and you see a little bit of sunlight, in a mile or two, it will look like it never even snowed because you run out of that band of heavy lake effect.
Okay. Now, what about in southeast Michigan?
Southeast Michigan will have often on snow showers. By winter driving standards, I wouldn't call it terrible at all in Michigan, but you could get a random half inch or inch here or there where you have to slow down some. But in general, as far as what we have to deal with sometimes in Michigan, I don't think it'll be too bad.
And I know that there are folks who might be heading up north, let's say the Traverse City area, and I know they already got some snow on the ground, right?
Yeah, they did. They got about 10 inches this past weekend. I was up there to able to enjoy that. What will happen is, I talked about the northerly wind making this band of lake effect in northern Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
That would be tonight and Wednesday. As we go into Thanksgiving, the winds are going to shift northwesterly, and that will take the band of lake effect into Grand Rapids, Traverse City, Petoskey, and up through the UP. It won't be super heavy, but there could be 2 to 4 inches in areas up there. So today, not so bad, but as you get into the Thanksgiving day, it will get trickier travel up there. And then I think Friday, Saturday, Sunday, return trip, I'll fine-tune that on MLive as we go, but I think that's going to be fairly quiet, and I don't see any major storm heading back home.
And then just for of the many, many tens of thousands of people who love the Thanksgiving Day parade down Woodward Avenue in Detroit, that or the folks doing the turkey trot, of which I am one, it's going to be pretty cold, isn't it?
Very cold. One of the coldest Thanksgivings we've had in quite some time, so trot fast and find the hot chocolate. I would say you'll probably have a feels-like temperature of around 0 to 10 above.
Mark Torregrossa, MLive meteorologist, keeping us up to date on this big Thanksgiving week storm. Thanks so much, Mark, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody in Michigan.